Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox.
Keep up the good work.
7 to 10 a.m.
I appreciate that you share your opinion.
Hot Radio Maine.
I super appreciate that they're in line with Marv.
Maine's Hit Music Channel.
Let's do these Bryson Tiller tickets, Tara. We got Bryson Tiller tickets, our last pair for a little bit here. 207-807-1104 is the phone number. It's Feel Good Friday. We want to know what you're feeling good about on this Friday.
I'm feeling good because tonight I'll be doing a live broadcast at the Maine Mariners game, and they're in the playoffs currently. So that's really fun, exciting, riveting stuff.
Talking about playoffs, let's go. We were talking about this yesterday. The Maine Celtics obviously made it to the championship for their playoff, unfortunately lost, but they were doing single elimination. These are long series for the Maine Mariners. They're 7-game series.
It's round one, game three, I believe, tonight.
Yes, and the series is split right now 1-1. So they've never won a playoff series. So hopefully this is the year they get out of the first round.
Oh, maybe I'll be a good luck charm.
We'll see. Tonight, what time do you broadcast live from?
I'll be there at 6:15.
Nice. So get on out there, support the hometown team. Playoffs. We're talking about playoffs. Feel Good Friday. What are you feeling good about? I got a few things that I'm excited about. A couple gigs.
Oh, okay.
Tonight, there's a dance at Noble that I'm going to be DJing. They always are very accommodating down there. Love the staff over there. Kids are always well-behaved. It's going to be a fun time tonight for Noble. And then tomorrow, I am going to be at Henry's Public House in the Old Port, and that starts at 9:30 p.m. So take care of the kids first, the students first, and then 21-plus crowd.
Party.
Let's party on Saturday night. Make a plan for it. Set a reminder on your phone right now. Henry's Public House tomorrow night, 9:30 p.m. start time. And I fill in for DJ JC, who does Saturday sessions out there. Last Saturday of each month, you can find me at Henry's Public House. Pretty fun to play at that spot.
I like it there.
Yeah. I also hit them up for St. Patty's Day, and they had some good St. Patty's Day fare.
Ooh.
The food was good. I wanted, what was it? Corned beef and cabbage, like, sandwich that I had that was really good. And they had a few other things on
Sounds
the menu.
Sounds about right.
Plus the Guinness was pouring. So right now, 207-807-1104. We want to know, Feel Good Friday, what are you feeling good about? Brian in Auburn, Feel Good Friday, what are you feeling good about?
Feeling good that we got clear blue skies and it's not raining for once.
Yeah, there you go. It's supposed to be a little bit warmer, too, this weekend. It should be a good one.
Yes, sir.
All right, are you trying to win Bryson Tiller tickets?
Oh, so what?
All right, well, you're going. May 30th, you're at the MGM Music Hall with Bryson Tiller. Congrats.
Sweet, thanks, man.
You got a plus one. Who's going to be your plus one? Who's your date?
That'd be my wife.
Ooh.
It's going to be a great night. Good show to bring the wifey to. Congratulations, you're in there.
Thanks, dog.
Hot Radio Maine.
Let me explain something to you one time,
Hot
man.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox. 5 things you need to know.
Hundreds of community members, survivors, and victims' family members came together Thursday night at Simard Payne Memorial Park to commemorate the six-month anniversary of the Lewiston mass shooting. Many wore blue to show their support for Lewiston. The Biden administration issued rules to airlines that require carriers to offer immediate cash refunds for canceled or delayed flights. Under the new rules, the Department of Transportation deems a significant delay to be at least 3 hours for domestic flights and 6 hours for international ones. Airlines can offer travel credit or a different flight, but passengers can opt for cash refunds instead.
I love this.
And the new refund rules also apply for checked bags. They get to refund that money. Internet and seat selection fees, basically any fees that are attached to the purchase of the flight.
Well, it's always the biggest scam if your flight gets delayed or canceled and then they say, okay, we can put you on another flight tomorrow, but you're going to have to spend the night in the airport, because sometimes they skimp out on the hotel vouchers. I know friends that have had to literally lie down on chairs in an airport and spend the night because there was no hotel vouchers and they didn't want to leave because it was a blizzard.
Right.
They were trapped in the airport.
It's terrible.
So they get away with a lot. So I'm happy to see it cracking down.
Egg prices in the U.S. have gone up because of a multi-state breakout of the bird flu. A dozen large grade A eggs now cost $2.99 on average. The price is 16% higher than January of this year. The bird flu outbreak has affected 9 million chickens across the country, leading to less eggs. Not enough eggs in the egg supply.
I read something recently about dairy as well. There's some illness going on with the cows.
I had another glass of whole milk last night.
What do you mean another? When did you start drinking whole milk?
I've started. I told you I had the Smiling Hill Farms. I did the coffee milk.
Okay.
And last night I did the chocolate milk.
I have been asking you. You're like, I don't know why I'm coughing and I'm this and I'm that. I think I'm so congested. And I'm like, have you been having a lot of dairy? No. And you're saying you've been drinking whole glasses of milk every night. That's your issue.
My stomach doesn't hurt though. Usually my stomach hurts.
Yeah, but it's going to be in your sinuses. That happens to me if I have ice cream late at night. I wake up and I'm like,
you know how good that milk is though?
You've actually inspired me since you started talking about it. I have been craving it and they never have the one I want. I want banana.
I need a sponsorship from them.
Am I the only one that likes the banana milk?
They have banana at the Hannaford by the main mall. I saw it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Portland. I was going to say, I don't live there. It's not close enough.
Oh, right next
but
to work.
Every time I try to get it at my Hannaford, there's no banana milk left. I'm like, they're either not stocking it because no one wants it or everyone loves it. So it's always out of stock.
They got a great, they had all the flavors at Hannaford over here. And next up, I'm going strawberry to relive my childhood. Chocolate, strawberry, might do the blueberry. Banana's probably going to be the last one I try. But you're saying it's good. You've had it?
It's my favorite.
I'll have to give it a whirl. I want to do a commercial for Smiling Hill Farms where I say, okay, I'm lactose intolerant, but I drink Smiling Hill Farms milk and I don't poop myself.
They have, yeah, because it's fresh from the farm.
Maybe that's what it is.
No chemicals. They have a sign when you drive by that says you could be milking cows right now. And I don't know if that means you have to apply for a job or if we could just go sign up to milk cows. Because if so, I really think we should do it.
Well, I thought you could milk
That'd
cows.
Be such good content.
I thought you could do it at the Freiburg Fair.
Can you not?
No, they don't let you touch the cows. Trust me. But I also went there and...
Oh, the cows are just there to be entered for contest. Ribbon. Like, look at how beautiful this cow is.
I guess. But I went, and in my mind, the first time I was going was also the first time I've ever seen a cow in person. And I was an adult and I went there.
That's kind of crazy.
And then I said, you know what? I don't want to touch this thing.
That's mean.
It's huge. I felt like if I was to grab its udders, it would like kick me in the head.
Stomp you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that we should do that if that's available.
No, I'm not milking any. I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I'll do a goat. Is that how they get? How do they get goat milk? Is goat milk a thing?
How do you think?
The same way?
Obviously.
They're a little smaller. The cows are so big. They're scary.
Well, that's really rude of you to be disrespecting them like this, but saying, hurry up and make more strawberry milk.
I'm not disrespecting them.
You are. You're calling them ugly.
If anything, I never said they're ugly. I'm just showing them respect. They're a big, powerful animal, and I'm staying away.
Okay.
The Casco Bay Island Transit District voted 10-1 on Thursday to approve an 82% fare increase. It's a big hike. It's the ferry service first ticket rate hike in 15 years, though. Starting June 1st, it's going to cost you $14 to visit Peaks Island, Great Diamond Island, and other islands served by Casco Bay Lines.
I mean, yeah, it was a long time coming for them, and it's to boost, to stimulate the main economy, so you can't really hate on it. But sometimes I think about, you know, prices literally go up every year. What do we do to curb it? Can Joe Biden give us stimulus checks for all the inflation, for everything? Make a list of everything that went up in price this year, whether it was your rent, your mortgage, your car, your insurance, the eggs. Make a list and we'll send him an invoice and he'll reimburse us.
Well, that's why I'm voting for Trump this year, so I can get my stimulus checks.
I mean...
Just kidding.
I know you're joking, but that is how half of the country feels. They think it's all Joe Biden's fault. But I just think about hearing how my parents grew up when they were my age and they could literally live off a part-time job and have an apartment with no roommates. And I think, how?
Not with these ferry prices.
It seems like everything is increasing in price so quickly that no one has time to catch up.
Well, the problem is things increase in price, but your income doesn't increase to match it. This is the issue. The USL to Portland soccer franchise, which will make its debut in 2025, is going to announce the team name, colors, and logo tomorrow during a fan event starting at 10 a.m. at Brickcell at Thompson's Point. Should be pretty cool. Excited to have another minor league professional team in the city, and they're going to do some upgrades to Fitzpatrick Stadium. And for all the soccer fans out there, you're going to be able to root on the home team. We don't know what the name of the club is. What was it rumored to be? It was like Forest.
I keep seeing Forest City.
Forest City.
But that's just what they're calling Portland.
Football club?
I don't know. I'm still hung up on the prices thing. And I got Subway the other night. I got two subs. It was $20.
Man.
Bring back the $5 footlong. I can't take it anymore.
$5 footlong. And I flirted with the Subway girl that worked.
What? What are you about to say? You flirted with the Subway girl?
Yeah, let me finish my story.
It almost sounded like you're about to start spitting bars. Tell the story.
I can't. I flirted with the Subway girl. Have you seen the trend where they rap Taylor Swift bars?
No.
In the style of like MF Doom?
No.
That's my For You page. Taylor Swift, but in the style of MF Doom. Anyways, Subway girl that worked at the Subway across the street from my college.
Hey, Subway girl.
What up, Subway girl? She used to ring up my 2 6-inches as a foot long for $5.
That's so sweet.
And I would get like a cold one. I'd go with like, you know, one of the, I don't know, what is it, a BLT? BMT, whatever the Italian like one on the menu was.
Would you get a meatball sub?
And then I'd get a meatball, or I would get the sweet onion chicken teriyaki mm-hmm. as one. But she would ring it up as one, so I wouldn't have to pay the 6-inch for each. I would pay the 12, the foot long. You know what I mean?
So what did you?
And I would get it for $5.
You. Was there a tip jar?
What do you mean? What did I do to say thank you?
Like, did you? She was giving you this great deal. Did you give her a tip?
Give her a little kiss on the cheek.
No. Why was she being so nice to you?
I think because I was a broke college kid, and honestly, she was probably right there with me and like, I don't really care.
She's like, screw this company.
Can you find it so hard to believe that she just did something nice out of the goodness of her heart? Like I had to give her something.
I thought there was going to be like a romantic ending. You gave her your number and you took her on a date. Or
I gave her something.
Did you actually?
No. I was just nice to her, and I think I remembered her name, and it was her name, the, you know, like when you become a regular at a...
Hey, gorgeous!
No.
She's like, meatball sub and a teriyaki?
I'm like,
on the house!
Let's go.
Did she throw in any free cookies? I know you want to keep making inappropriate jokes. I feel like I'm putting it right in your hand, and I don't mean to.
Yeah, she gave me a free cookie, all right?
I swear, I'm really not trying to. The words that are coming out of my mouth after I say them, I'm like, oh, I'm not trying to do that.
She was a sandwich artist. Anyways, the whole point of the story was $5 for a sandwich is crazy considering now it's not even close.
Do you consider Subway fast food? Because I do not. I think when I think of fast food, I think of deep fried grease.
When I think of fast food, I think of drive-thru. That has to be a drive-thru.
Yeah.
Subway, I'm sure there's probably someone's going to be like, there's a drive-thru Subway. And
well, I was getting in an argument with someone because I was saying, I think I want to do Subway tonight because I want to do something not terribly unhealthy. Like I want a healthy, you know, sandwich. And they were like, Subway is not healthy. There's sugar in the bread and it's not legal in Europe. And I said, okay, but it's vegetables and protein.
I mean, it's better.
It's better than McDonald's.
Yeah, then probably some options out there.
Am I crazy for saying that Subway is healthy?
You're crazy for saying it's healthy, but it's not.
Who's
as
with me?
Unhealthy as some other options you could have, I would say.
I was like, oh, I've been feeling really gross. I need to have something healthy tonight. I'm getting Subway. And they were like, Subway is not healthy.
Yeah, that is a wild statement.
Whatever.
But it's not your fault because for years they pounded it over your head with that pedophile that... This was a healthy option for you.
He would pull out his jeans and be like, I lost 10 sizes
eating
Subway.
Yeah, so it's not your fault. You've been conditioned to think it's healthy.
I was bamboozled.
Five things you need to know is made hot and main by the law offices of Joe Bornstein. Accidents happen to be their specialty. 207 Call Joe or online at joebornstein.com. Saturday Main, hot mornings. Good morning.
Hot Radio Main.
Oh, Lord.
Hot Mornings with Ryan DeLon and Tara Fox. Dirty on the 30.
A judge in Harris County, Texas, has ruled that Travis Scott will have to face civil lawsuits in connection with the 2022 Astroworld tragedy. Judge Kristen Hawkins denied Scott's request to dismiss all the suits. The first trial is going to begin next month. It's going to be up to the court to decide if Scott is liable for causing the Astroworld crowd crush tragedy, which caused 10 deaths and hundreds of injuries. Is he going to have to pay out some money to the families of those who lost loved ones? We shall see. First trial begins next month.
I still think it's so sketchy that they asked for his phone and he said, oh, it fell in the middle of the ocean and you'll never find it.
I did not hear that.
Do you not remember that?
No.
They said, we need to look through your phone and read your messages to see if you're telling the truth, if you had any idea or if you continued on with the set anyways, regardless of knowing people were dying. My phone fell off a boat in the middle of the ocean.
It could have happened. I'm sure he's been in the middle of the ocean on a boat.
I don't know.
So what are they saying? That somebody texted him in the middle of his performance to say people are dying, you should stop?
I don't know. I don't know why they wanted his phone.
Or maybe they were talking after, like somebody was texting.
There was some sort of evidence and he suspiciously threw his phone overboard.
I also feel like they can track that back, right? Like through
the phone
companies?
Well, if you get a new phone, unless he made a new Apple ID.
Hmm.
Jamie Foxx is back as the host of Foxx's Beat Shazam.
Yay!
His daughter is also returning as co-host and DJ. During his absence, he had Nick Cannon, who took over with Kelly Osbourne, filling in for the DJ duties. Jamie's comeback comes more than a year after battling a mystery illness that hospitalized him on April 11th of 2023. He declined to share what he was suffering from. We still don't really know. But Jamie did tell fans that he was never blind or paralyzed, despite rampant rumors. So I guess it wasn't that bad, but he's in good enough health to host season 7 of Beat Shazam, which is going to premiere May 28th on Fox.
I love that show.
I know, it's one of your favorites.
And I got a sponsored ad on Instagram yesterday for a very similar show. It said, now casting for Name That Tune. And I was like, is this my chance? And then I clicked on the link and I was thinking about it. And I said, no, if I'm going to do this, it needs to be Beat Shazam.
Yeah, you don't want
to. I would love to do both, but my heart is with Beat Shazam.
Although I feel like Name That Tune might have been the original, right? Like, I feel like Name That Tune
is harder because they'll play it on a piano.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, Beat Shazam. Shazam, you can actually hear the real song.
All right.
The real beat.
Drake has taken down his Kendrick diss, Taylor Made Freestyle, after Tupac's estate threatened legal action
for
using a Tupac AI voice without their permission. I was interested to see how he would play it. I feel like that's a losing battle there. You don't want to mess with the legacy of Tupac. You just, whatever the estate says, you just do. They also pointed out the fact that Kendrick Lamar is in good standings with the estate and he pays his respects, and they didn't like the fact that they were using Pac's voice.
He's a classy guy.
Against Kendrick. So that has been taken down from the socials. On Instagram, Usher recapped a situation where his 15-year-old son, Naveed, stole his phone to drop a DM to Pink Panthers. What a legit move right here.
I know, right?
Did you see the DM? He was like, hey, it's Naveed. I'm Usher's son. You're my favorite. Can you please follow me back? And then he dropped his tag in the DM. And Usher noticed that he had a message going out to Pink Panthers. He looked at it, realized his son stole his phone, and sent the message. And then he replied, apologizing and smoothed things over. I don't think she was really mad, but he was just like, I'm sorry, my son took my phone. Actually, ended up making a friend. The son got to go to a concert and met her backstage where they took a picture. So it all worked out. He's a mastermind.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I would have done the same thing at 15 years old with my favorite artists if my dad was extremely famous and well-known. Also, imagine her reaction seeing she had a DM from Usher.
And the way Usher talked to her, I thought was interesting in the DMs. He was talking to her like he wasn't Usher. He was just talking to her like he was a dad that caught his son on the phone. It was like, I'm so sorry. I'm
sorry about him.
But it worked out. He wrote, from a text to a concert to the artist, he masterminded this whole thing and made it happen. Hashtag hustle hard. And he said it was his fault for leaving his phone by his son where he could get it. And he's learned his lesson to not do that in the future. I took a step back because I was reading this story in real time. And then when the picture of the son and Pink Panthers went up, I go, oh, I thought it was like a 7-year-old we were talking about. This is a 15-year-old who's like 2 feet taller than Pink Panthers. I expected the picture to be Pink Panthers with like her arm around like a 7-year-old little kid. And then it was the other way around. It was somebody who's like 2 feet taller than her.
I think it makes absolute perfect sense because when you're a teenager, I think that's when you become the most obsessed.
No, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying up until that point, mentally, the image I had was of her and a 7-year-old. And the way Usher was talking, it sounded like he was talking about like his little baby boy who took the phone, you know?
Yeah. Did you have an obsession at 15 years old? Because I already said mine was Kesha. Like, I'd cut out pictures of her in magazines and tape them on my wall. Like a, what are those called? Not a mood board, but
that was just a
obsession.
I had many obsessions as a...
Well, I had it on my wall for years and years. And
horny teenager coming into his own.
And then I got a boyfriend for the first time, and he was coming over, and we were going to go in my room. And I was like, just 1 second. And I shut my door, and I had to take all the pictures of Kesha off. And luckily, they were all kind of stuck together as one cluster. So I was able to pull them all off the wall, and then I stuck them on the back of my dresser, and I forgot about it. So we dated for like years, and then one day we were redoing my room or something, like, you know, mm-hmm. You do that when you're bored. And he pulled my dresser out, and behind there was this like Kesha shrine. And he said, what the hell is this? And I'm like, nothing.
It's even creepier that it was behind something.
I know, I was hiding it because I didn't want to throw it in the garbage. I worked so hard on it. It was pretty embarrassing, but he understood, you know.
What's crazy is I had
when
this.
When you're 15, there's no choice but to stand.
I had the same shrine. Not of Kesha, of the Chicago Bulls.
Scottie Pippen, Michael Jordan, Dennis Rodman. I would take any Sports Illustrated for Kid or Sports Illustrated. I would cut out their pictures and I put them on.
Why did we do that?
Stuff. And I had this memorial on my wall that said like the greatest dynasty ever.
That's so cute.
And then in wood shop, I made a Chicago Bulls clock. You remember that? I don't know if you ever had.
I actually didn't have wood shop, but I know what the class was. It was so wood shop.
They would give you this clock where you would, well, they would give you the clock pieces. It was like the battery, the numbers, all of that. You got a block of wood and you had to like cut it and sand it down and then paint it and then gloss it and then add the numbers and then install the battery, and it actually worked. And
that's
that,
cool.
That was my centerpiece. The Chicago Bills logo was the centerpiece of my wall.
Did you scramble to hide it all when you had a girl in your room for the first time?
No, because I didn't think it was that big of a deal. It's the Chicago Bulls. It's the greatest dynasty ever. I wasn't embarrassed by it.
It's sports. It's manly. It's tough.
Yeah, it was right next to
it's
my
cool.
Tupac shrine.
Oh, don't you miss sometimes being that age?
I think about that a lot where I see posters and stuff. I'm like, I would put this on the wall. And I'm like, I'm an adult. I can't decorate like that anymore.
Sure you can.
I come home, or Maura comes home, and I've just started cutting out pictures from magazines and taped them to the wall in our bedroom. I don't think that would fly.
You could do it on a poster board and then frame it.
I would take all my favorite albums from The Source or XXL, and I would cut out their advertisements, and I would post those on the wall. And they're still up in the room.
I think that's great.
Which is crazy. There's some
in your childhood room?
Yeah, there's some classic albums on the wall.
It's like a time capsule.
Like when the Slim Shady LP dropped, I have that ad up. I wish I didn't cut up those magazines. Maybe they're worth a little something.
No, but that's cool now because it's retro.
It's just a storage room now. What else we have? We'll do one more dirty on the 30. Oh, let's, speaking of Slim Shady, let's talk about this. Eminem has been appearing in promos with Roger Goodell ahead of the NFL draft. Round one was yesterday. And when Goodell came out, he came out to Not Afraid and the crowd booed him. Roger Goodell, by the way, confirmed, has listened to Hot Radio Main.
Confirmed.
Shouts to Roger, who listens all the time. He was painting Goodell's house, and they were listening while he was painting the house. He said Goodell, actually a nice guy in person, bought them all lunch. And Goodell,
look at that.
Where does he live? Scarborough? Somewhere out here, right?
I'm pretty sure it's Proud Snack in Scarborough.
Yeah.
It's like so, the richest part of town.
He got booed, but then Eminem came right out, and obviously the crowd went crazy because they're in Detroit, hometown hero right there. And he also announced that his 12th studio album's coming. What were you going to say?
Wait, before we move on to that, have you seen that? This is old news now, but the viral clip of that guy having a meltdown in an airport and he's trying to get everyone to sing with him.
I'm not afraid.
Anytime that is on my timeline, I never skip it.
Never.
I watch it in its entirety. It's mesmerizing. Would you have chimed in? Would you have helped him out? He was like, everybody!
I probably would have, and whoever I was with would have like grabbed my arm.
Kicked you.
And then like, shut up.
Anyways, back
How
to...
How do you not join
back
in?
Back to Slim Shady.
I'm not afraid. Well,
that would actually really scare me if someone was doing that at my gate.
I feel very safe at airports because I know they're not in there with any guns. They have excellent security at this point, right? As soon as he started freaking out, they're getting ready to tackle him.
Yeah.
So might as well
no
chime in.
No fly list instantly. Yeah,
for sure. Anyways, Eminem announced 12th studio album at the NFL draft. And then shortly after the announcement, a trailer hit the internet.
Through his complex and oft-criticized tongue-twisting rhymes, the blonde anti-hero known as has had no shortage of enemies.
He's not a friend. He's a psychopath.
The same rude lyrics and controversial antics may have ultimately led to his demise.
So who killed Slim Shady?
Join me as we recreate the events that led to the murder of Slim Shady.
I knew it was just a matter of time for Slim.
Oh. So the death of Slim Shady confirmed coming this summer. I'm excited about it. In that promo, they used a bunch of throwback clips from Slim Shady. And I'm thinking maybe he's going to go back to like the fun, quirky, like
please
music that you love from him that people have been asking for a little bit. Who knows? Is this an actual retirement album too? Like the death of Slim Shady? Does that mean it's done?
I don't know. I never believe anyone when they say they're going to retire.
Oh,
look at Nicki Minaj. Yeah. We just went to her show.
Look at Jay-Z. I remember being in college my freshman year and Black Album was done. That was it. His retirement. And clearly that didn't
happen.
Yeah,
right.
Dirty on 30 made hot and made by Side by Each Brewing. Beer, coffee, and food for sustenance morning, noon, and night. Get chicken and waffles for brunch this weekend at Side by Each, Minot Ave in Auburn. Why not? Let's throw it back to the classic Slim Shady.
Hi, my name is... Wake up.
We vibe right here.
Hot Mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
We have $200 in the prize pot for Brains for Bank. And as we gear up to play Brains for Bank, we want to know what. We've had a topic on hold for a little bit. You wanted to do this a couple days ago. I said, this sounds like a fun Friday topic.
Yeah, I saw this going viral a little bit on X. Would you buy a house knowing that people were in fact murdered in the home if the price of the home was insanely cheap?
So it's a beautiful home.
It's a beautiful home.
Your dream home.
On paper, it's perfect. And then the realtor says, well, there was an incident about a year ago where someone killed their whole family. But it's yours for a low price of $199.
Geez, you went into the details with who they killed. Everybody in the family got it.
Would you buy it? I'll do the listing. I'm going to say that this house is valued at $600,000.
Okay.
But they're going to offer it for $200,000.
Ooh, how many bathrooms?
Let's do 4 bedrooms, 2.5 bath, fenced in backyard for the dog.
I'm doing
garage.
It. Garage. I'm doing it.
No way.
I'm not telling Maura. I'm doing it. And I'm going to surprise her and say, we got a home.
There's absolutely no way.
Oh, I'm so doing it. 200. I get my own bathroom. I don't have to split with her. Lana gets a backyard. I'm in.
I know it sounds like the dream, but I personally could never, knowing that people were murdered in the home, buy the house, live in it, start a family in it. Every time the sun set, I would hear I'd hear the floors creak and I'd be like, oh my God, the house is haunted. Because I am a firm believer of ghosts and energy in the spirit world. And I think there's no cleansing a house that's had murders in it. There's blood on the floor.
I would just hire the services of Tara the Sage and I would have her come over and smoke up the place.
No, I'm the wrong person for that. I would not do it.
207-807-1104. What would you do? 200,000, 4 bedrooms, 2.5 baths.
Fenced in backyard, a garage.
Whatever amenity you want, it's got this.
But
there's one catch. What a morbid thing. Why do we want to save this for Friday?
I don't know. You wanted to save it because you wanted Spose's input.
Yeah, and Spose hit us yesterday and was like, oh, by the way, I have shows.
I'm not coming in. Oh, by the way, I'm on tour.
I can't make it.
Well, I'm excited for him.
Good thing he realized that his tour was happening.
I know.
He comes.
Thank God he didn't miss it.
He comes in tomorrow. He's like, I was supposed to do something last night.
Why do I have this weird feeling? I forgot something.
I had a surprise for him today. He's going to have to wait until next week, too, which I think he's still on tour next week, so we probably won't even be here.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a while.
Jonathan from Lewiston, the question is,
would you buy an insanely cheap house knowing that people were murdered in it?
Yes, I still would. And I would because, I don't know, like, I believe in evil and stuff, but I feel like if I had, like, got a priest to come and, like, bless
this house.
And also, if I'm saving that much money, I could like replace all the floorboards where all the blood was splattered and like renovate some stuff.
I was thinking that they already did that for you, but sure. Yeah, that works.
Oh, okay. Well, they already did it. Well, then even better. Then I'm moving in.
It's move-in ready.
Great. Where are the keys?
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'd do it.
All right. Tara's the only one that's too proud to move in. She's like, no.
I'm not too proud. I'm terrified.
Simba from Portland, are you purchasing the home?
Of course.
Of course.
Simba's on my side. She's like, 200,000, dream home? Have you seen the market? Let's go.
For real. I had a question. Is this just a made-up house or is this like a real house for sale?
No, this was just trending. Someone posed the topic on X and it was getting a lot of responses because people are so desperate for a house right now.
Oh, right. I'm all about the horror movies, you know, the spirits and the bodies and being possessed and stuff like that. So I like to play a game. So, you know, if my house was haunted and I bought it, I would trick them too.
Roommates, you'd have built-in friends, right?
I mean, it would be me and my kids, you know, and my dad.
No, I meant like you and the ghosts. The ghosts would be your friends.
Oh, yes. Because I always told my friends, like, when you pass away, like, do you ever, like, want to come back and mess with people? And, like, that's one of my things. Like, if I pass away, I would love to come back and, like, mess with all my friends and family.
Someone's like, wait, is this real? Where do I make my offer? She was ready to put it down right now.
I'm just listening.
I'm serious. curious. I was like so curious. I was like, oh, let me call them. I want to know if this is like a real thing going on, because I'm all about visiting like haunted stuff. I want to visit like the haunting, you know, the museum that have all the haunted stuff in Connecticut that's based on like a true thing.
Yeah.
That'll be cool.
Chelsea in Biddeford, insane deal on the house, your dream home, way under market value, but
there was a murder.
Are you buying it?
Yes.
I'm actually shocked. I thought I was going to be the odd person out. I thought everyone was going to say no, but everyone is saying yes.
We're desperate.
That just goes to show you how the market is right now. Why are you saying yes? Why don't you care?
Well, one, yes, the market. And two, I mean, I'm living in an old farmhouse right now from the 1800s. I don't know if somebody's died in there.
That's interesting to think about, because if I knew that someone passed away in their sleep or had a heart attack, then I would probably buy the home. But it's the fact that the people were murdered in the home that makes me go, oh no, their souls are going to be trapped there for eternity.
I used to be a ghost investigator, and
casual.
Both sides of this. I did an investigation at an old abandoned hospital in Bridgeton, Maine. I am sensitive in the sense of I can sense when energy is nearby.
Yeah.
And I was in there before it was remodeled, and so it was like black mold and stuff. So we had these face masks and stuff on, and my lady that I was with goes, Chelsea, you can pick any room. What room you're going to sit in? Well, we do EVPs. So I was like, oh, I'll pick this one. Looks cool. She goes, so she starts talking into the radio, you know, the little walkie thing, and saying that Chelsea's in this room. This is the room that the owner hung himself in. And I'm like,
you just knew? You knew, but you didn't know.
Apparently, I knew, but I didn't know. And I was like, so it was awkward, but I feel like if people didn't know either, I mean, what's the difference between knowing and not knowing? I mean, some people would say, yeah, I probably would have preferred not knowing, but
I've had experiences, and I think if you do know, you have more of a potential to go crazy, because then you're going to scare yourself more.
You start interpreting every creak
Everything
of the house.
Becomes a ghost. Every noise, anything.
I feel like I would just sage my house. Is that right?
That's what I was saying. You buy the home, sage the home, and you'd be good. All right, I want to go back to this sitting in the room thing, though. So you're sitting in the room. Did you feel anything? Did you like have any contact with the spirit?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So before they remodeled this place, like the middle of December, so we were all frozen in our winter jackets. There's no electricity, no running water, nothing. And literally, clear as day, we heard this long, drawn-out moan from a woman, like out of a horror movie.
Like she's in pain or she's aroused?
In pain type moan.
Give
us a little sample.
You know, like, whoa.
That sounds like Scooby-Doo. Oh, my God.
Yeah. But it was, like, long and drawn out, so it, like, echoed through the whole building, and we all just, like, stared at each other. Like, did we just hear what we thought we heard? We caught shadows darting across flashlights. The top floor used to be the hospital wing, which was what they called the widow's tower, because a lot of people who back in the day would go up for surgery would then become a widow because they would have died during surgery.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I was standing in that room, and I just had this like overwhelming feeling like I was going to be sick. And then my lead investigator goes, Chelsea, step outside into the hallway. So I stepped out in the hallway, same situation. I kept feeling like I was going to get sick. So she goes, now what I want you to do is step in between two rooms at the same time. So I did, and the sensation went away, and I said, why? And she goes, because something was probably trying to attach itself to you, and by being in two different rooms, it had no power in a way to attach.
That's scary.
That makes complete sense.
Also, I feel like because you were in a hospital, the moaning, you know, you probably had the flu before and you've had body aches and you're like, oh my God, I feel so sick. Like that was probably, she probably passed away and was moaning and groaning in her hospital bed. And then maybe the throwing up, maybe someone was really sick to their stomach and they were trying to make you feel how they felt. Or it was a demon trying to attach itself to you.
Or,
yeah, I mean,
hear me out here. This might have been crazy. This might be crazy. Or it was the black mold that you said was all over the hospital.
Stop.
Well, no, I had a face mask on that was circulating the air. So kind of like, you know, what the construction workers would wear, you know, those types of weird masks.
Oh, you had a mask on. All right. So we ruled that out. All right. So demon spirit attached itself to you. This is the only logical answer.
Well, yeah. And back to the whole energy piece of it. It was so bizarre because when I walked in, it literally felt like somebody was sitting on my chest. the entire time I was in there. And the minute I left that building, all that pressure was relieved off of my chest.
I believe everything you're saying. Ryan's showing some doubt, and there's nothing worse to me than someone who doesn't believe in ghosts.
Okay, I am showing some doubt, but okay. I would also like for you to tell me the hospital one more time. Was it a hospital?
Oh, the name of the hospital?
Oh, it was the original hospital in Bridgeton, Maine. They turned it into a cigar shop at one point, and now I believe it's like a gift shop.
All right.
Gift shop?
It's like a 2-floor gift shop. It's almost like one of those, like kind of like a primitive type shop.
I was just going to say, if it's still a hospital, I'm going to stay away from that spot. I thought they redid it and made it into a hospital.
No, but it was bizarre because I went into it years later, like a year ago, and we're talking like 15-year difference here after it was remodeled. I didn't feel anything like I used to. And I asked the worker there, I said, I know this sounds crazy, but have you ever had anything paranormal happen here? She looked at me sideways and goes, I assure you, in the 15 years I've worked here, I've never experienced anything. And I felt like saying, well, first of all, lady, this place hasn't been a gift shop for 15 years.
Yeah, what the heck is happening?
Okay.
She was a ghost. You were actually talking to a ghost. She said, I've been here my whole life.
Ooh, creepy. All right, we're going to play Brains for Bank right now. So we need our call number 10, 207-807-1104. Call number 10, you're our next contestant for Brains for Bank. There's $200 in the prize pot. Hit us up right now, 207-807-1104. Lacey and Sanford, before we play Brains for Bank, I want to know from you, insane deal on a house. It's got all of the amenities, checks all the boxes for you, but a family was murdered there. Are you buying the house?
I'm with Tara. I definitely wouldn't buy it if they were murdered there because I would just feel like their souls are stuck there and they would be like haunting us.
Exactly. They're trapped for eternity.
Yes, exactly. I'd be so scared.
I'd be scared every second of every day.
You finally got one person on your side.
I know. Thank God.
All right, Lacey, would you like to play Brains for Bank?
Yes, I would.
All right. Do you know how this works?
I think so. I've been listening to you guys every day.
All right. So I'm going to give you one trivia question. You'll have 5 seconds to answer. The timer will start as soon as I finish reading the question. If you answer correctly within the 5 seconds, you're going to win $200 this morning. If you answer incorrectly or after the buzzer goes off, then the money's going to roll over and be all this afternoon. We'll play for $300. But we want you to win. So let's get you this money. Are you ready for your question?
Yes.
What does NDA stand for?
Non-disclosure agreement.
You said non-disclosure agreement. Is non-disclosure agreement correct? Hey, congratulations, Lacey!
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, congratulations. You're $200 richer.
Woohoo!
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I'm so excited.
We've had a really good first week. This is our fourth winner, I believe, this week. So 4 winners with money in their pocket, and you got $200.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Now, when you think of an NDA, who do you think of first? What celebrity?
Probably Kim Kardashian.
I was going to say the same exact thing. The Kardashians and their NDAs. They make everyone sign one.
Yes, for real. They do.
Brains for Bank is made hot in Maine by People's Choice Credit Union. Use your brains, do your banking with People's Choice. You'll get personal, local support and get on track for a better financial future. People'sChoiceCreditUnion.com, federally insured by NCUA.
Hot mornings with Brian DeLon and Tara Fox.
Today is your first kiss day.
Oh my God, we were just talking about this yesterday.
I know. April 26th every year serves as a nostalgic reminder of a significant personal milestone for many people around the world. First kiss day. Do you remember your first kiss? Who was it? Where was it?
Oh my God, I'm not going to go into that kind of detail.
Shout them out.
No, I'm a local. I don't want anyone to hear. If they know, they know. Actually, I don't think that they know that they were my first kiss because I was most certainly not their first.
Where was it? Can you say that?
It's actually like pretty crazy. I had never been kissed. Super late bloomer. All my friends had boyfriends and were fooling around and I was the only one who hadn't yet. So I was in high school. I think I was like 14 and it was in his truck parked at Makeout Point. So wow. It was like the first kiss was a full-blown makeout and I was like, what the heck is happening? I don't know what to do. Oh my God.
In his truck.
It was scary. Yeah, I had to sneak out. It was a whole thing.
Well, happy your first kiss day. I was a late bloomer too. It didn't happen
until... You weren't though, because when this got brought up yesterday, which I don't even remember how it did, Dave said, how old were you when you had your first kiss? And I was at my desk doing something, so I didn't realize he was talking to you. So I was like, I think 14. I was a late bloomer. And he goes, I actually wasn't asking you. I feel like that'd be inappropriate to ask you. He was asking you. And then you said that you were in seventh grade. And Dave and I were like, seventh grade? That seems young.
Seventh or eighth grade. Can't remember.
Eighth grade, not too crazy, but I was gonna, seventh grade. Like, you're 12 in seventh grade.
I was going to lie and say it wasn't until my freshman year of college, and it was the Subway girl who would give me 2 6-inches for the price of a foot long for $5.
Such a good love story.
But no, you had to ruin that joke for me.
Sorry.
It was eighth grade, and it was on a dare.
Real nice.
It was like a
coming of age movie. Is that all I am to you?
I also had like
a dare.
I had like 3 girlfriends.
Okay.
Not at once, but I'm saying like I had dated you. You did those like middle school relationships. You know what I mean? And you never.
Oh, I had all those and we never kissed.
And you never kissed.
Yeah.
And then this one, I want to say one of my buddies was like, if you don't kiss her at the corner store, which is like Honey Farms or something like that, like on the way home from school, then you owe me a quarter. And if you do it, I'll give you a quarter. And I was like, well, I ain't going to give you a quarter, so I'm going in for it. And then my brace got caught on her lip and snagged it.
Oh, my God.
And it was definitely like a...
Yikes.
It was like a scene from like a coming of age story. Mm. And we became friends through high school, obviously. We were dating with air quotes around it before then. but we became friends through high school. And at the end, she wrote on my high school yearbook, we've come a long way from that kiss in eighth grade.
From that terrible first kiss. Wait, so that was your first kiss ever? That's really funny.
I feel like it was, or at least that's the most memorable one because it was traumatizing, at least, you know?
Mine was kind of traumatizing too because I was like, I did not know that this was going to be happening.
It's an awkward moment for everybody.
I put myself in a very potentially dangerous situation. I snuck out of the house. No one knew where I was. I was with an older boy in a truck in a field. But hey, I turned out fine.
What a role model.